Welcome to the Eurospace Hub special episode from the podcast Business of Collaboration. Eurospace Hub aims to digitally connect the space ecosystem in Europe, from tech transfer offices to industry, space accelerator networks, research centers, and other universities. Eurospace Hub will allow these actors to easily connect with financial opportunities, from the Horizon Europe framework to space research, space technology, and to accelerator programs. Eurospace Hub will bridge the gap between academic institutions and industry using a collaborative ecosystem and entrepreneurial mindset inside the universities and beyond. Every month, with the Eurospace Hub special episodes, we want to share stories about space technology and research with you. Enjoy the conversation.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Eurospace Hub podcast. My name is Rachel DeLockery, and I'll be interviewing a very interesting guest in this episode, Leonardo Barilaro, the space pianist. Leonardo is an aerospace engineer and a professional pianist, and his aim is to give the very first piano recital on Mars. Currently based in Malta, his compositions can be described as contemporary space music, where he merges piano solo, prepared piano, synths, and embedding a wide range of experimentations. He has a PhD in aerospace engineering from the University of Padua, and he currently lectures on the subject at the Malta College for the Arts, Science and Technology. I'm your host, an Irish musician, artist and UX designer living in the Netherlands. Without further ado, let's listen to what Leonardo Barilaro, the space pianist, is interested in, what inspires him and what he's working on. Welcome to the next episode of the Eurospace Hub podcast, where I'll be talking to Leonardo Barilaro. He is an aerospace engineer and is known as the space pianist. Well, welcome, Leonardo.
Hello, Rachel. Hello, everybody. And thank you for inviting me on your podcast.
And thank you for talking to us, because we really would love to hear more about your space experience. And we're really curious to know all about what you're doing, mixing space with music. So tell us, how do you navigate being a professional pianist and an aerospace engineer?
So as a space pianist, I am a pianist and aerospace engineer, so which means that since a very young age, I cultivated both my passions for science and music. And nowadays, as aerospace engineer, I am a senior lecturer at MCAST, which is the Malta College for Art, Science and Technologies here where I live in Malta. And as a musician, now it is 16 years that I'm carrying my project, where I compose my music, I produce and I release it. And my target is to make a childhood dream to become true, that is to be physically in space and play music from there. I managed to do the first step of this process last summer, where one of my compositions, Mallet, was on board the International Space Station and was broadcasted back to Earth in the symbolic moment of a flyby of a space station over the island of Malta. I am Italian. I did my PhD at the University of Padova. And also, thanks to the aerospace engineering part and the music part, I had the opportunity to travel quite a lot and bring my music in different countries.
That's fantastic. That's really inspiring. Yes. And when did you begin learning the piano?
I was very young. I discovered the piano when I was 6 years old. And I started shortly after, also supported by my family, particularly by my father. And I decided that music wouldn't be one of my paths pretty soon, in 2-3 years. And when I was 8-9 years old, I also discovered astronomy. So I think thanks to the fact that I was very young, the two passions and the two dreams merged. Also because at that age, I started reading the books of Asimov.
That's fantastic. Asimov is amazing.
Yes, and it really inspired me to be where I am now. I'm really proud that I didn't give up on my dreams.
Great.
All my life I heard, it's a big dichotomy, science and art. But in reality, for me, it has never been. Of course, as a study process as a professional path is quite complicated to juggle with everything, but is also very rewarding. And also, I have the name of a very important historical figure, Leonardo da Vinci. And he was the perfect example of the universal man, where there wasn't a dichotomy between science and art. And this is also my view on the world and how I'm carrying on with both sides of human nature.
Well, it really looks amazing and very impressive that you're striking a balance between the two, and not only playing the piano, but also composing. And when did you start composing?
Also, that happened very soon. And I think a few months after I put my first fingers on some black and white keys, I have an old notebook with the pentagrams, and I was barely able to write them, to draw the notes. But I was trying. I was putting on paper some very first seeds, of course, in a super naive way. I was not a prodigy. I mean, I was not like a Mozart, to clarify. So, but the point is that I felt the need to express myself in music from the beginning. And after, I managed to put this into a structure and to develop it. And to do it professionally, like I'm doing nowadays.
Yeah, great. You call it now the contemporary space music. Is this like a kind of like a genre that you call it, or would you call it a set of music that you've composed?
So I call it the contemporary space music because my style, that is in continuous evolution during the years, is a hybrid of different influences. As a pianist, I have a classical background. I have my music degree from a traditional music conservatory. And in parallel, I developed the passion for electronic music, for synth. I played in many bands. Later on, I had also the opportunity to study contemporary classical music. So nowadays, my style has cinematic nuances. And on a structure that mainly, not always, but mainly is neoclassical, there are contemporary elements that goes from the experimentations with synth, virtual sounds, techniques for prepared piano, which means to modify in a so-called analogic way the sound of a piano to obtain new effects, and also the language. So I don't push too much the experimentation in the language itself, but in the overall nuance. And above all, in the last year with my project Space Piano Music Every Day, I pushed this a lot, where I released for every day of the year a new track of space piano music. So it was a big open air workshop.
Wonderful. Do you have any particular composers that you regard as the most inspiring over the course of your career? Or is there one composer, or is it one period of time that inspires you the most?
My inspiration corner, if we want to call it like that, is quite big. And also, we continue to evolve, to change. So it would be difficult to have only one source. For sure, one of my biggest inspiration, since always, Johann Sebastian Bach, that Beethoven defined like the immortal god of harmony.
Yes, of course. Bach and Beethoven are gods.
Yes, I mean, from that, regarding what we call as a classical music, I got always big inspirations also by Brahms, Stravinsky, Ligeti. More recent in our times is the music of Arvo Pärt, that for me is a big source of inspiration. And at the same time, I follow several contemporary artists. I have also a side of me that has always been passionate about metal. I was playing in metal bands, progressive metal. So it is quite a wide spectrum. And in my music, here and there, there are always some echoes of this, some references, and for sure influences.
And what performers do you like? I mean, are there particular pianists or bands in particular?
As a pianist, two biggest inspirations as performers have been Horowitz and Rubinstein. More going more on the progressive metal side. When I was a teenager, I grew up a lot listening and playing Dream Theater. And regarding the keyboards and the modern synth, a big source of inspiration have always been Jordan Rudess, which is the keyboardist of the progressive metal band Dream Theater, and is one of the biggest names in the field. And I was lucky enough also to have him as my mentor many years ago. And that was also a very important milestone along my journey, my music journey.
Well, it's a great array of influences there.
Yes.
If you want to be part of the European space innovation ecosystem in a digital format, go to our website to read more information about how to join. www.eurospacehub.com.
I was wondering, why Malta?
Because, so let's say the reasons. I grew up very close to Venice, so north of Italy. And one of the things that inspired me to move to Malta was to have a changing lifestyle that was closer to my nature, which means I'm really fond of Mediterranean weather, which is with mild winters and a very comfortable environment. And I'm really passionate about the sea. One of my passions is also freediving. So I arrived at a point of my life where I wanted to change environment. I also had opportunities of new professional challenges. And in fact, now I'm a senior lecturer in aerospace engineering here and also researcher. And I decided that instead of going 2 weeks a year in a place with a sea and a nice sun, I would stay all year long. Mainly in a beautiful place. And a couple of weeks a year, I can afford to live with a gray sky, cold weather, rain, and so on. Now, it's not the only reason, of course, but the message is that I wanted to move in a place closer to what is my nature. So for sure, not in a Scandinavian land with a lot of snow and cold.
Well, that was good thinking, actually. Sounds very appealing. So is it pretty warm right now, January?
Yes. Also, now, I guess these are the effects of climate crisis. But I want to say that December and January up to now have been very, very good in Malta. Now outside, I guess, there are like 18 degrees. It's a sunny day. From my studio where I am, I'm looking at the sea, which is another thing that I wanted. So to live very close to the sea and while playing, sing it outside of the windows. And on many videos recording my studios, people can see this. So, I mean, I really love these perks of living on this island.
Great. And do you feel like your surroundings influence your music?
For sure. For sure. I guess everyone is with a different extent influenced by the weather, by the environment, and also the physical environment and the nature surrounding us as influences for me, for sure. And for example, when I am particularly stressed, or I go directly into the sea, free diving or just swimming, or already staying half an hour in front of the sea, for example, if there is a storm or the weather is too bad, in any case, is calming me down. So yes, it has an influence on the environment on me.
Yes. And what do you like most about aerospace engineering?
About aerospace engineering, the main catch, the core, is that it is an area of science that pushes towards a dream. So from when Tsiolkovsky said that Earth is the cradle of humanity, but can't be the cradle forever, humans managed to go outside the Earth atmosphere since the maiden flight of Yuri Gagarin. Now, more and more, there are steps to go back to the moon and to reach Mars. In fact, my ultimate target is to do a concert on Mars. And the fact of being so challenging, so cutting edge, and pointing towards a dream, but with real actions, with concrete scientific evidence, is something that always fascinated me. And also, I love it because it is a way for humans to not lose ourselves, just, let's say, watching at our own backyard with our daily tensions, problems, divisions, and so on. So it is something much bigger than just the, of course, there is the business side, there is the PR side, but for me, what motivates me is the bigger picture of, above all, of this new space era, and I'm very happy that I'm living it. I'm part of it, and I'm giving my little contribution to this gigantic journey of humanity.
A big magnitude there. And about your future concerts in space, what's the plan and when can we look forward to that? Because I would love to hear something streamed from space that's live.
So something streamed from space, I mean, regarding my music, was, as I was mentioning already, last August. And I suggest to everyone who is listening us to go and check Mallet, which is also the ancient Phoenician name of Malta. Regarding my plan, I would prefer to not unveil too many of the steps that I'm taking. But let's say, as a general plan, I target to be not an astronaut and not a space tourist. What do I mean? Nowadays, there is this differentiation between the type of people that are accessing space. My target is to be, let's say, a hybrid space tourist, that is a skilled person, not with the training of an astronaut, but that can still provide value to a space mission. And this is why also I am orienting my research in the field towards certain topics. And also to provide not only technical value, but also value for what is called space art. Space is not only the satellite, the rocket, or an experiment like the one carried out on the International Space Station, but it's becoming bigger and bigger. An example is the field of space law. Another field that is having a huge boost is the medical field, because there are new challenges for astronauts that will experience or are already experiencing a longer exposure to the harsh space environment. And there is also the artistic side. And for example, also this podcast, I think, is a very beautiful initiative because it's bringing together much more of what usually people can think about space. So I think it's very important that, let's say, the general public has the possibility to have at least a small insight, a small glimpse of what is this new space age and which are the consequences and how it affects our daily life and how it will affect more and more. So my target is to be able to nail this position, and it would be amazing to be on a SpaceX mission and as a first step to be at least in LEO, so low Earth orbit, and also with a current endorsement and sponsors, stream my music live from there. So also in space, I'm aiming at bringing what is an apparent dichotomy, but that for me is not. And I also hope that more and more people that are struggling between their artistic and scientific side will feel inspired in keeping on pursuing both, and above all, not listening to what most of people are telling them. So you have to choose, no, this is not good, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, this is a really important point, because a lot of people find it very difficult to choose between a major study, between music or science or any other field for that matter. So I think I really appreciate what you're doing here, and it's good that more people will hear about it.
You are listening to a Eurospace Hub special episode from the podcast Business of Collaboration.
Yes, the disclaimer is that, of course, is very challenging. So it requires discipline, focus, determination. But I believe, at least based on my personal experience, that is also very, very rewarding. And also it helps a lot to widen our horizons and how our mind can look literally at the world around us.
Absolutely. I completely agree there. Where can we find your music at the moment?
So the good news is that it can be found everywhere, which means it is available on all main music digital platforms, starting from Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and so on. Also on YouTube, so you can check for Leonardo Barilaro or Leonardo the Space Pianist. And recently, on the 31st of December, I completed the project that I was mentioning, Space Piano Music Every Day, that is a small world record because every single day was published a new track with the video on YouTube. And also this big mass of music is aiming at inspiring people, of course. Moreover, I am present on social media like Instagram, so at the Space Pianist, Facebook. Now, not so much, but I will restart also streaming on Twitch. And there is the website that has a name in Latin, which is Nullo Die Sine Nota. So the website is www.nullodiesinenota.com. And it means not a day without a note, which is my music mantra that is inspired from a Roman writer and philosopher, where the concept is not a day without a note, because every day, at least one note as a symbol of, yes, discipline, but also as hustling towards our dreams, in this case, related to the music.
So our listeners know where to find your music, which I think is super important, and they should just go out and listen. Can you recommend a particular track for us to listen to?
Of course, Mallet, the space-inspired cinematic EP Genesis, and also the last track that I released on the 31st of December, which is 365 days of entropy. And it is a particular piece because there I sampled all the previous 364 pieces that I released. Of course, I filtered, I put MIDI controls and so on, and I created quite a contemporary piece on a neoclassical structure. And it, with the artwork, which is a mosaic made with all of the 364 previous artworks released, it is a message regarding the increase of entropy, but of course, also as humans, we experience day after day, and how art are put, at least locally and temporarily, a bit of order in this and support science, allowing us to go further.
Well, that was fantastic. This is going to be a very exciting project. We cannot wait to hear you playing from space. Thank you for talking to us.
It was really a pleasure to be guest on your podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Eurospace Hub special episode from the podcast Business of Collaboration. Please share this podcast with your space friends and leave comments on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or on Stitcher. See you next month for another story and interview. In the meantime, you can learn more about us on www.eurospacehub.com.